The Death of King Arthur by Simon Armitage. Narrated by Bill Wallace. Introduction. In AD 410, the Romans withdrew from Britain, leaving the country open to attack from Germanic tribes all along on Europe's northwestern fringes. The pullout was a gradual process rather than a moonlight flit, but for history to make sense, it requires eras and periods separated by memorable dates and clear dividing lines, rather than vague segues or blurred transitions. Viewed in those terms, it was as if the Romans had left overnight. A period of huge social turmoil was to follow, but with very little in the way of evidence or record, and it is in the shadowy, silent days of the next 100 or so years that the first glimmers and rumours of a character called Arthur are to be found. Through the deep roots of Welsh folklore, Arthur initially makes his name as a Celtic hero, defending the embattled people of the west of Britain against a variety of enemies, including the English. One of the earliest mentions of him comes in the poem Y Gododin, possibly predating the 9th century, in which another warlord is singled out for praise, despite being no Arthur, suggesting that Arthur's fame and qualities were already widely known, and needed little in the way of explanation. Arthur appears in other Welsh stories, some not written down till the turn of the first millennium, but with their origins dating back to a much earlier age. In the 9th century Historia Britonum, sometimes attributed to a Welsh monk, Nennius,